Leaves begin to change colors. There's a lot of changes during the fall. I like the fall time of the year. Every time all year long, summer, fall, winter, and spring, it's just wonderful to be alive.
I'll be honest with you.
Anyway, we love the fall. It's a time of change. And you know, there's some of us that are going through changes in our life. Just like the seasons change, we change.
There's some of us today that you're
going through some different seasons in your life, aren't you? And I'm well aware of the fact the Lord placed this message on my heart to share with you today, to encourage you
and hopefully
challenge you as well. A time and a season for everything. There's a time and a season for everything. Now, sometimes we don't understand what season we're in. Maybe you're here today and you're just kind of existing. But there are changes in life. And I'm looking out at a group of people that all of us are going through changes in our life. You know, there's no need to try to figure it all out. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it just comes unexpected. You know, speaking of unexpected, the other night we were going down to the associational meeting, annual social aid meeting there in Jones County in Gray, and we were on our way back. Josh was riding with me, Josh Hubbard, and we were on our way back from Gray, Georgia, and speaking of unexpected, and we're coming up Highway 11. And how many know where Highway 11 is? From Gray to Monticello, all right? We're coming up Highway 11, and all of a sudden, unexpectedly, my lights on my car went out. It was pitch. I was driving about 55 miles an hour, okay? I'm going about 55. Y'all believe that? And anyway, my lights go out. Boom. Total darkness. I'm going down the road 55 miles an hour on Highway 11. You know how curvy it is. Have y'all ever heard Josh scream? Josh went, "Ah! Help!" I forgot to tell Josh my lights sometimes blink on and off, all right? But anyway, just kidding, he didn't scream, but I sort of felt like it. Anyway, the lights went out, and I've got a little problem with my lights. I forgot to tell him. I said, but if I pull back on that dimmer switch, you know, they'll come back on. And so we did, and we made it home, praise God. But seasons are like that. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes we go through things in our life, and we're just not sure what God is up to in our life. But every one of us today are going through some special season in your life right now. Let me tell you about an older man in the Bible that was going through different seasons in his life. Well, he had gained a little wisdom by the time he got a little older. How many know that when you're young, you're not maybe quite as wise as you are when you get a little older? How many know what I'm talking about? Anyway, as you get older, hopefully wisdom is a character trait that is derived from age, hopefully. But you know what? Listen to me. Wonder how many of you grandparents and parents want to tell your children, our children, we tell them this, but would you agree with me today that until sometimes they go through experiences, they will not gain wisdom? You can tell them knowledge, but experience sometimes, hopefully, brings about wisdom. For example, I remember when our children were young, we used to say to our children, we had a cat, and we'd say, don't pull the cat's tail. How many know you shouldn't pull a cat's tail? If you pull the cat's tail, the cat will bite you or scratch you. That's knowledge. Do not pull the cat's tail. Inevitably, though, you know a child, what they'll do? They'll reach and grab the tail of that cat. Well, what happens? Well, when they reached and grabbed the tail of the cat would scratch them or bite them. Next time, along the line, after they'd been scratched or bitten, they'd remember, if I pull the cat's tail, the cat might bite me or scratch me, and consequently, they would not pull the cat's tail. That is wisdom. And often, listen to me, there's some parents out here and grandparents. Maybe we're frustrated because we have given knowledge to our children or grandchildren, but they have not come to the place of wisdom. They're going through experiences in their life like we had to go through experiences in our life. Let me ask you a question. How many have ever made some mistakes in your life? Okay? We've all made mistakes in our life. We've all messed up, but our failures don't define us. They might remind us, but they don't define us. Here's a man in the Bible. We're going to see today. He writes a word to us. He had made a lot of mistakes. He had made a lot of bad choices. He had blundered, and just like we do. But this man learned from that. This man is one of the wisest men in all the world. What is his name? Solomon is his name. Where we're going today, I want to share with my heart with you today as I was thinking this week about what the Lord had had me to share. It seems like everybody's going through some kind of season in their life. And I'm convinced you're here today that you're going through some season in your life right now. And you may not be absolutely sure exactly what it's all about. Let me share my heart with you. Heart to heart message today. A time and a season for everything. And we're going three questions I want to ask as we, and I want you to respond to me today. Are you ready to respond? Three questions, heart to heart talk. Number one, what season are you in your life? Number two, how are you doing in this season of your life? And number three, where does God want to take you in this season in your life? Solomon said this, "For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to kill. There's a time to heal. There's a time to break down. There's a time to build up. There's a time to weep. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to dance. There's a time to cast away stones. There's a time to gather stones. There's a time to embrace. There's a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to get. There's a time to not only get, but a time to lose. There's a time to keep. There's a time to cast out. There's a time to rend. There's a time to sow. There's a time to be silent, and there's a time to speak. There's a time of love, and there's a time of hate. There's a time of war, and there's a time of peace. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 in your Bible. Stand to your feet if you're able. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. A time and a season for everything. I'm believing you're in your season right now, and I'm in a certain season now. Don't know what season you're going through now, but I believe that God has ordained this wonderful passage of Scripture to bless us today. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, if you're there, say amen. Everybody knows this is Solomon. Everybody knows that Solomon looks back on his life, and the preacher, the vanity of vanities, he thought there was more to life than just, sometimes we are buying into this philosophy, there's more to life. Just live it up and pleasure and fun and suit and satisfy yourself, and that'll make you happy. And the world tells us if you just had this and if you just had this. But Solomon writes and refutes all of that. He says there's more to life than just land and houses. There's more to life than pleasure. There's more to life than sex and money and all of that stuff that the world says if you had all of this, you'd be happy. Now, granted, it does bring some temporary satisfaction, but not a complete fulfillment. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. This is the word of God. May God bless it to our heart today. What season are you in? A time and a season for everything. Father, I thank you for gathering us together this wonderful day. We trust you now. We look to you now. We pray now, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Lord, give us a heart for you. Help us to love you supremely. Help us to love you more than anything else. Lord, help us, dear God, in these days to be all we can be for your glory. We ask you now to visit with us and manifest your glory. And God, quicken your word in our heart and bless us with your presence, your power, and your peace that passes understanding. We love you because you love this first. Jesus, I want to bless you for saving my lost soul. I thank you for the precious cleansing blood that flowed from Calvary, the cross of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you know the season we're in today. And we ask now, precious living Holy Spirit, you'll just lift us up. You'll fill us up. Lord, you'll remove the clouds of doubt and fear and insecurity. You'll build faith in our heart to trust you no matter what season we're going through. And we pray now, Father, when all's said and done, that God our Father, you'll have the preeminence, the first place, because you alone are worthy. And we love you, Lord. Give us ears to hear. Pray, Lord, the sleepiness and the slumber and, Lord, the preoccupation and distraction of the things of this whole world, Lord, will be put aside as we, Lord, open our hearts and our ears to say, speak to us and change us, Lord. And we'll thank you and praise you now because you alone are worthy. We'll again just commit the time to you. I pray for fresh cleansing, a fresh anointing, and bless you. Your word's going out, and Lord, not only here at New Rocky Creek, but out. Lord, there's no telling who's going to listen to this word as we get the word of God out the four walls of the church, going and telling throughout not only here, but all the world, and we give you praise for it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. There is a time and a season for everything. Number one, heart-to-heart talk, what season are you in your life right now? Question, how old are you? How old are you? Some of you got some birthdays coming up. Some of you, let's take a quick survey. How many of you are in your 80s? Raise your hand. All right, we've got a couple of folks in our 80s. How many of you are in the 70s? Raise your hand. Got a few folks in the 70s? How many of you are in your 60s? Raise your hand. All right, don't be embarrassed. How many of you in your 50s? Raise your hand. All right, notice the trend here. How many are in your 40s? Raise your hand. Wow, isn't this amazing? How many of you in your 30s? Raise your hand. Not one single one. I feel sorry for you, all right? How many in your 20s? Raise your hand. Several hands. How many of you in your teens or below? Raise your hand. All right, good. How many are below 10? Raise your hand. One in the house of God. Amen. Let's praise that God for that one in the house of God. Amen and amen and amen. The Bible says in Psalm 90, verse 12, the psalmist said, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And you see, we're not promised of tomorrow. James wrote and said, what is your life? It's but a vapor that appeareth for a little while and vanisheth away. That's James 4 and 14. And so what season are you in your life right now? Solomon said there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. And he goes further. Speaking of being born, a time to be born and a time to die. Did you hear about the husband and wife were having babies and the husband was getting a little, he was kind of complaining about it. He said to his wife, he says, my, he said, every time I turn around, we're having a baby. His wife said, well, honey, maybe you need to stop turning around. Anyway, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. What season are you in now? How many know that we're not getting any younger? Come on, talk to me. How many know that we're getting older? But we don't have to have, we might can't help the wrinkles that get on our face, but we can help wrinkles getting on our heart. Did you hear about one old person? By the way, you got to be careful of this. When you go up to somebody, I heard about one person went up to somebody and they said to this lady, they said, I sure do like your alligator shoes. And they said, I don't have any shoes on, all right? We're getting older, and we can't help the fact we're getting older. But we can get older gracefully. Do you know what Paul said? He said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, our outer man's perishing. That is literally our outer man's decaying, our bodies. How many know our bodies are wearing out? But our inner man is being renewed day by day. I'll tell you what I love. I love it. I don't, but I do. I love it when I see some of our precious people as they're getting older in life, and or maybe they're going through some physical ailment or physical affliction. I love it when I see the body going down, but the spirit going up. There's something about it. But when the saints of God go through crisis and go through tribulations and trials, that the spirit of God gets stronger. And what God wants to do is to strengthen us in our inner being. There's a time to be born. And there's a time to die. We're not getting any younger. Somebody said, you know you're getting older when your back goes out more than you do, all right? I don't know about y'all, but my back went out about a week or so ago, and my soul, I'm just now getting over it, all right? I'm just now practically trying to get over it. Somebody said, you know you're getting older when your knees buckle and your belt won't, all right? I don't know about that, but I know this. I know we're getting older. We can't help it. It's just a season in life. But God's got a wonderful plan for us, even in this season of life. Hey, listen. The other day, I was looking in the mirror. I looked in the mirror. How many looked in the mirror today? I looked in the mirror and I said, bless God, where's all my hair going? Man, it's going, it's going. You know what I'm talking about. How many know what I'm talking about? I'm looking around. Y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? It's just departed and departed, you know, unparted and departed. It's gone. But then I got thinking about it. I said, but bless God, you know, I've heard that saying that those men that are bald in the front are thinkers. And those men that are bald in the back are lovers. And those men that are bald from the front to the back just think they're lovers, all right? I don't know about that. But I know this. My hair is departing and your hair is departing. Hello, as you get older, it seems to come with the territory. But that's all right. Praise the Lord anyway. Praise the Lord anyway. I heard about a lady that was putting cream on her face, and her younger daughter looked at her. It was her grandmother, actually, and she was looking at her, and she said, Grandma, why are you putting that cream on your face? And the grandmother said, well, honey, don't you know it's supposed to get rid of these wrinkles? And the little granddaughter said, you might as well quit. It's not working, all right? Hey, look, we're not getting any younger. We're getting older. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and there's a time to dance. For everything, there is a season under heaven. And we're all experiencing this thing of getting older. So what is your birthday? Speaking of getting older, I was told last week, Dot and Buck, do y'all know Dot and Buck? They celebrated their 50th anniversary last week. Let's praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations. Amen. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of that old boy that'd been married 50 years and he was getting a little hard of hearing, all right? He was getting, y'all know what I'm talking about, a little hard of hearing. Anyway, they celebrated it together 50 years. What a milestone. And they were celebrating that cake, that reception. Man, there was a great time, a celebration time. And he looked at his wife. His wife said, I sure am proud of you. And he said, what'd you say? She said, I sure am proud of you. He said, I can't hear you. What'd you say? She said, I sure am proud of you. He looked at her and said, well, I sure am tired of you too. Hey, look, we're not getting any younger. What season in your life? I mean, I know that there's billions of dollars spent on making this body look young, and that's all right too, but Solomon said there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. What season of your life? Not only physically, what season are you in spiritually? Are you born again? Do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus? The Bible teaches in Peter, 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that they might grow thereby. He further writes in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 5, verse 12 says, strong meat belongs to them that are of a full age, who by reason of their senses have discerned good from evil. So God wants us to press on to maturity as Paul wrote in the Philippians 3rd chapter, verses 10 following, that I might know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. He said, I hadn't reached it yet. Hey, listen to me. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. You might have been a Christian 30 years or 40 years or 50 years. I got to thinking about it the other day. Praise the Lord. It was in 1982. That leads that the Lord Jesus changed my heart, and I hadn't got over it yet. But you know what? I hadn't arrived yet. There's still things God wants to do in my life. There's still things God wants to show in my life. I'm still pressing on. I still want to know him and know the power of his resurrection. And the church said, amen and amen and amen. Where you at in your spiritual life, your spiritual journey? I've got good news for you. Listen to me. There's a time and a season. What season are you in right now? Regardless of what season you're in your life, see if you agree with me, regardless of what season you're in, isn't it wonderful to know that God said, whatever season you're in your life right now, watch this. It might be in the morning when the sun comes up. You might be in your young age as teenagers. It might be at noontime. You might be at a young adult stage or a middle adult stage. It might be in the afternoon when the shadows cast in the late afternoon. You might be in the sundown phase of your life, or perhaps the nighttime. Whether you're in the sundown or nighttime, I've got good news. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I've got good news. There's going to come a morning. And listen to me, beloved. If we live long enough, and if Jesus tarries, we're all going to have to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Can you hear me? I said, we're all going to have to pass through that valley of the shadow of death. The question is, are you ready? The question is, have you made peace with God? The question is, are you where you ought to be? Am I where I ought to be? Am I exactly in the center of the will of God? Am I experiencing his resurrection power? Am I fulfilling my purpose? Are you fulfilling your purpose? Are you where God wants you to be? Probably some of us would say, no, Pastor, I'm not. That's why today is a different season for you. You don't have to leave in that same state. You can say, praise God, I believe today is my season. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to sow, and there's a time to reap. Can I say it this way? I believe some of us are in our reaping season. I believe it's harvest time for some of us. I really do. I'm not just saying that. Sometimes we got to plant, but sometimes, thank God, we're going to reap. And there's some prayers you've been praying, and there's some things that you've been doing. You hadn't come to fruition yet. The harvest hadn't come, but God says there's a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up. There's a time for harvest. And if God so wills, there's some of us going to see a harvest time. And I say, thank you, Lord. For some of us, it might be getting out of debt. For some of us, it might be a breakthrough in a family member. We've been agonizing and travailing in prayer with God about some situation. It might be a job that you're looking for, or might be direction in your life, or a breakthrough in a physical sense. I don't know what it is, but I know this. Praise God. God said there's a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up from planting. Do you believe that it could be your harvest time? Do you believe? I'm telling you, there's seasons in life, and God says, he says that we go through these seasons. There's a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. Regardless of your age, I want you to know God's promised. Can you hear me? God's promised. Underneath us are his everlasting arms. Isn't that good news? He said, whatever you face in life, you don't have to feel insecure today. You don't have to worry today. You don't have to be stressed out today. You don't have to be full of depression today. Why? Because God said, I am your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run in and say, God says, I'll be your pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. Do you believe him? He says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. David said, once I was young, but now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither a seed begging bread. The Lord said, I'll go before you. I'll go behind you. I'll be your rear guard. I'll be your steps. I'll be your all in all. Thank God, if you got Jesus, you got everything. Somebody say glory. When you got Jesus, you got everything. Listen, I know we can't control this whole world. There's things in your life right now that are spinning out of control. But thanks be to God, there's peace with God. There's the peace of God. There's victory in Jesus. He always causes us to triumph, and we can believe in Him. We can trust Him today because He hadn't let us down thus far. He's not going to let us down right now. In fact, one day He's going to carry us to glory. When we've been washed in the blood and received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we've got a builder whose maker is God Almighty, where the soul's not going to die, where there's no more sin and no more sickness and no more pain. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. It really is. Be encouraged, child of God. Look up, child of God. Our redemption draws nigh. Oh, yes, He's coming like a thief in the night. He's coming in a cloud of glory. We don't know when, but we know this. It's sooner than it's ever been. It's later than it's ever been. And so I want to say today, what season are you in your life? Number one. Number two, how you doing in the season in your life? How you doing? Tell me. Heart to heart, how are you doing? You doing good? Not so good? Are you say, I'm just surviving? Are you say, I just don't know what I'm going to do about this season of my life? Solomon wrote and said, listen to me. Solomon wrote and said, there's a time to cast away stones. There's a time to gather stones. What did he mean? What is he talking about? He said there's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak up. Really? He said not only that, but he said there's a time of love and there's a time of hate. Hate, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. There's a time of war and there's a time of peace. Everyone here would have to admit, there's not going to be real peace until the Prince of Peace comes in His glory and sits on His throne, regardless of all the UN and all of the attempts to reconcile differences in the Middle East. The Bible teaches in Isaiah 9:3, His name should be called Wonderful. Let's say that together. His name should be called Wonderful. Counselor. Let's say it together. Counselor. Mighty God. Let's say it together. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, let's sit together. Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, let's sit together. Prince of Peace. And then Isaiah says, and the government of this world should be upon His shoulders. John is led by the Holy Spirit of God. That elderly John, that saintly John who's gone through immense persecution, and yet he looks into the future and he says in the book of Revelation, That the Lord God knows the beginning and the end, right? The things which you've seen, the things which are, the same things which shall be hereafter. How are you doing in this season of your life? How are you doing? Let's go back to a couple of those phrases and let's see. Are you, watch this, are you up or are you down? One more time. Are you up or are you down? Where are you at? Are you having to find stuff to pump you up? I find in this old world that we got a lot of even believers that are discouraged and down and have to run here to the world to get pumped up emotionally and get happy and then run here at this season in our life to pump up and get happy. And unfortunately, we all go through those phases, but I've got better news than that. We don't have to go to the world to get our needs met. Our needs are met in a personal relationship with Jesus. There's no other one that can love us with an unconditional love like the Lord can. And there's no more fulfillment in life than knowing you are right where God wants you. That's where peace comes. That's where Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance that I'm in. Tell me, are you troubled today? Has the things of the world and the pressures and the problems and the stresses and the finances and the family and the feuding and all the troubles of life, has it crowded in on you? How are you doing in this season in your life? Do you need God to touch you afresh and anew? Do you need God to lift you up? Have you been down? Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm low to the ground. good news, beloved. Sometimes we get down, but we don't have to stay down. I said sometimes we get down, but we don't have to stay down. There's always victory in Jesus. He always causes us to triumph in Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. He knows our frame. Psalm 103. He knows we are but dust. He said we can cast our care upon Him because He cares for us. Nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. Nobody's ever cared for you like Jesus. And if we're trying to milk the world and relationships and thinking that people can meet our deepest need, and we come up oftentimes so sadly disappointed because that person does not live up to our expectations, I want you to know, beloved, no husband, no wife, no children, no grandchildren, no person here on earth can live up to the highest expectations all the time that we expect. But there is a God that cares, there's a God that knows us, there's a God that loves us, there's a God that said, I'll be with you no matter what you face. How are you doing in this season of life? Can I tell you? Solomon said, there's a time to cast away stones. What does he mean? I don't know. But you know what I thought about when I read it? I thought about in John 8. How many remember the account where the woman's caught the very act of adultery? And the Pharisees bring her to Jesus. And they say, Moses' law says, stone her. What do you say? Now, they thought they had him by the horns of the dilemma. If he said, stone her, they'd say, he's no friend of sinners. But if he don't stone her, if he doesn't say stone her, he's no friend of God. Can I tell you, you can't put Jesus in your little computer. Nope, they couldn't, and we can't either. You know what he did? He reached down on the ground and he began to write in the sand. What did he write? I don't know. I would like to have known. Does anybody know what he wrote? Nope. But you know what he did? I do know what he did, because John, that evangelist, he told us, he said, Jesus looked at that crowd and says, he that's without sin, let him cast the first stone. Well, who in the world was able to cast a stone? The only one that said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. You see, there was a sinful woman, and there was a self-righteous, there were self-righteous Pharisees, and there was a sinless Savior. And he says, if you're without sin, throw the first stone. Wait a minute. What are you saying, Pastor? Say this. See, if you're honest, now you can be self-righteous if you want to. We all get that way at times. How many of you today, you're going through a season in life where you want to throw stones at people instead of love them? Uh-oh, it's getting quiet. How many of us, we've got stones? In our, I don't know about y'all. Can I be honest with you? It's in our nature to be critical toward other people. It's in our nature to be self-righteous and say, look what they're doing, look how they're living, da-da-da-da-da. And Jesus said, if you're without sin, let it cast for it. But wait a minute, listen, what else did he say? He said, after they begin, the crowd begin to thin out one by one, he looked at the woman, guilty. Did he condone her sin? Absolutely not. What did he say? He said, woman, where are thine accusers? What did she say? She said, I have none. Help me out, somebody. Lord, I have none, Lord. Let's say it together. I have none, Lord. Don't forget the Lord part. That tells me she understood who he was. And there was a genuine repentance in her heart. And then what did Jesus say to her? He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Let's say it together. Go and sin no more. He didn't condone what she had done, but he called her repentance. And evidently, the woman repented. There's a time to cast away stones. But wait a minute. Solomon said there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And then he says, notice, in Ecclesiastes 3, he said, not only is there a time to cast away stones, but there's a time to what? Gather stones. Well, what did he mean by that? What is he talking about? Time to gather stones. You know what I thought about it? I'm not absolutely sure, but you know what I thought about it? I thought about, how many remember the book of Joshua? Do you remember the book of Joshua? Do you remember what happened in the book of Joshua? We stood there at the Jordan River just a few months ago. I could not resist the opportunity to get me a water bottle and go down in the Jordan River and dip some Jordan River water in that bottle. And of course, we've had several baptisms. What a glorious sight and experience it was to think that Jesus might have been baptized right there in the Jordan River. Well, I know he was, but the question is where? Don't know, but wow, what an experience. You know what I thought about? I thought about Joshua. And remember chapter 3? Chapter 1, Moses is dead. Go over Jordan. Remember? Remember now, and get the ark. Don't forget the ark. That's the presence of God. Go. Oh, it was springtime. The Jordan River wasn't much to it. You could throw a rock without any trouble over it. But wait a minute. Springtime, the banks were overflowing. It happened to be at springtime in Joshua's day. And they walked across the Jordan River. The Bible says they walked on dry land somehow or another. God performed a great supernatural miracle. But what happened when they got through? What happened when they got to the other side? You know what God told him to do? He said, I want you to get some stones. I want you to get some stones. Y'all follow me here. I want you to get some stones, and I want you to put them up in that riverbed. And then when they got to Gilgal, a place not far from the Jordan River, I want you to put them stones, pile up 12 stones. Why? Chapter 4 of the book of Joshua. Why would he want stones? Now listen to me, grandparents. Listen to me, parents. There's a time to cast away stone. There's a time to gather. You know what God said to Joshua? God said to Joshua, he said this. Your children and your grandchildren are going to see those stones piled up, and they're going to say, what are them stones all about? Grandpa, what are them stones all piled up? Grandma? God says, I want them stones to be piled up so that you can tell your family, your children and children, what great things God has done. Can I tell you something? Some of you are going through some seasons in your life right now where God's saying, I want you to pile up some stones. I want you to build a testimony. I want you to be able to tell your children and your grandchildren great things God has done. How about the answered prayer? How about the healed body? That God has brought your body back from a sickness. And God said, I want you to pile up some stones about how God saved your soul, about how God has answered your prayer, about how God has provided your needs. Is there anybody here today? You've forgotten to build some stones. You've forgotten to put some stones. God says he wants his name and his word to carry forward. One thing we can do in this season of our life is to build some stones. Tell me, have you done that? Tell me. Have you got your family together and gave a testimony? Because we're not promised of tomorrow. I boast not of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. God's done some great things in your life, hadn't he? Yeah. Have you told your family? Have you passed down that legacy which was once delivered to the saints? Don't you want them to know what kind of God you're serving? Don't you want to know them to know that they can trust God, that God has done this? There's some stones that some of us need to start building today. Amen and amen. Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas coming up. And you get together with your family. Don't you blow that opportunity. I'm preaching to myself. Use that time you got with your family not just to dig in turkey and dress in. Rather tell the great things God has done. Not preach to your family, mind you, but just go and tell. Just tell what good things God's doing. What mean these stones? It's a time to gather. And furthermore, there's a time. Notice Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time, watch this, to be silent. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to speak. When should we be silent? In a day like this, freedoms are being taken away from us. When should we be silent? Some of you right now in your life are going through some seasons where, remember Moses. Remember when the children of Israel had been delivered out of Egypt. Do you remember that? Do you remember when they came to the Red Sea? And remember what God said to Moses? Do you remember that? Do you remember God said to Moses, son, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Is there any one of us soldiers in the house of God today going through a battle? And you've been trying to tell, and you've been trying to say verbally, and you've been trying to justify why you're going through what you're going. And God's just telling you today, this season in your life, you just need to stand still. You just need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There's a time to be silent. And then there's a time to speak. When should we speak? Those three Hebrew boys, they didn't bend, they wouldn't bow, and thank God they didn't burn. Remember them? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They said, we're not going to bow down to your idol, king, even if our God doesn't deliver us. Daniel chapter 3. There's a time to speak. There's a time to be silent. What? Tell me. I want to go back to the original question, heart to heart. What season are you going through in your life right now? How are you doing in this season? How are you doing? How are you doing really? Are you learning to lean on Jesus? Are you learning to take him at his word? Watch this. I want to give you something I believe the Lord gave me. The reason a lot of people today are discouraged and depressed, you know why? We're not listening to praise and worship during the week. We're not maybe in tune with God. Think about the good things God's doing. How many of you are finding yourself negative if you're not careful? All the negative things that are around us. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people escape the pressures and the jobs of every day because there's so much negativism and they don't know how to cope with it. Am I preaching to anybody today? How many am I preaching to today, including myself? It's hard to know how to deal with all the negative. And the only way we can deal with it is rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I said rejoice. The only way we can deal with it is say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. The only way we can deal with it is let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength, my redeemer. The only way we can deal with it is to meditate on the word of God day and night. The only way we can deal with it is to cast all our care upon the Lord. The only way we can deal with it is to say, hallelujah, Lord, I'm going to learn to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. The only way we can deal with it is to realize that he is the potter and we are the clay. The only way we can deal with it is to say, thank God, he's got a plan and a purpose for me. And praise God, I'm going to let him mold me and make me. And I'm not going to let this thing carry me under. How many believe that what's over our head is under his feet? I said, what's over our head is under his feet. What season are you in your life? How you doing? How you doing really? You scared? You insecure? Do you need God to build your faith up today? It's a time to tear down, the time to build up. Tear down those negative thoughts. Tear down those strongholds. Tear down in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the word of God. Build up truth. Build up the word of God. Would you stand to your feet right now?